morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast, where we're going to talk about sports and anything else that pops into our head, for that matter. So I'm Rocky Persinger. Here with me, as always, Matt Sayre, Brent Pickens. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're in there today. Apologies to the listeners. I'm a little under the weather. I think Matt is too, but the show must go on. We're going to push on through here. So last night, the NBA, I call them the skills competition, even though one of them is a skills competition, but the dunk, three-point, and skills competition last night, part of All-Star Weekend. So start off with the skills competition. Dinwiddie over Markkanen in the finals. So we had, you know, our predictions last week. Brent, I don't remember, who did you pick?
I picked Lou, Sweet Lou. You were right. Now, the bounce pass and the chest pass through the...
I'm telling you, man.
He couldn't do it.
So Dinwiddie was Matt's dark horse, and then his pick to win, Markkanen, was also in the finals. So, I guess he's just got to gloat here a little bit, because it's picks, and...
One more week like this, hey, we're going to have to change the name.
If Markkanen, he hadn't lost that ball, that would have been interesting.
Well, I just saw the final run, and Dinwiddie kind of blew him up in the final run.
Well, if Dinwiddie would have missed that second three, it would have been interesting.
Well, we were texting back and forth, and I said after the first round, Dinwiddie had it.
He did.
You know, he looked really good after that first round. He came in there, and the first round, I forget who he was going against, but it was pretty close, and he drained the first three he shot, so you can kind of tell that he was on.
How many times he run that course? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, what else has he got to do in Brooklyn?
that's the only trophy he's going to hold up for a long time.
Well, so you know, at least Brooklyn's got something to celebrate.
Yeah.
But then, so we went to the 3-point competition. I think that was next, right?
Yeah.
Devin Booker.
He got hot.
He got hot. He set a 3-point competition record with
28.
Well, it was the record with the new 34 available points.
Was the final record, or was it the total record?
That was the total.
It was the total record.
Total record, but I guess back in the day, there were only 30 points possible, so people got 25 out of 30. But, you know, now he got 28 out of 34. So you could kind of argue that, you know, those guys back in the day,
yeah, that's
just as good.
That's why I thought he might be a dark horse, because he's streaky. He gets on a roll like that. And he hit all his money balls, didn't he?
Yeah, most of them.
I think on that last right, he hit 4 out of 5, yeah. I believe.
I think didn't he put all his money balls on like the middle right one? He didn't put them all at the end. Most people were putting them at the end. He didn't do that.
Which, that's interesting, because you can put your rock and money balls wherever you want.
Yeah, and I got is that why there's 34 points instead of 30 now?
Well,
you got the money ball right?
It used to not be like that.
I don't know why they're – to me, the old score was 30. To me, there'd be a whole lot more points, because you still got your money ball on each rock. Plus, you have an additional rock where it's just money balls, and you can put them wherever you want.
Yeah, I think that's the extra 4 points,
yeah.
You know, 30 to 34. But yeah, Devin Booker lit it up, 28 points. Clay was kind of all of our picks to win.
So. But, I mean, I know he lost, but he was still right in there. I mean, if he would have – if he had to miss those two shots on the last two rocks, it would have been interesting.
Well, a guy puts up a record-setting performance. I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
I mean, he broke Clay's record. Clay and Steph were tied in 27.
Yeah.
The bright future, Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, sleeper pick.
If he goes somewhere else, he might have a chance. But
let's talk about Paul George though.
9 points.
9 points. It was the biggest garbage performance I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think he tried, or maybe almost looked nervous. Like
I don't think it was that. He comes in. He's like, I don't really care. So why even do it? Why even go in? Because they said he was one of the best three-pointers in the season so far.
Yeah, he's a game shooter, though. He's a flow shooter.
See, I thought it was interesting. They were talking about, you know, these guys have their game shot and they got their practice shot. They don't jump as high.
Yeah.
But one of those guys in the three-point, he was full-on game shot. He was jumping like 12 feet in the air.
Yeah, it wears you out, tires you out before.
Yeah, well, and that's what, you know, he set the bar with 18 in the first round. Oh. And then the second round, he came out there and he was really going strong. He had like 14 coming into the last two racks, coming into his money ball rack. And then he got tired because he was shooting that game shot. He was jumping 12 feet
in the air. Oh, you're talking about Harris?
Harris, yeah.
Yeah, Tobias. Harris.
Oh, Tobias, yeah.
Yeah, Tobias.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he
Yeah, I didn't. See, I don't know didn't think 18 was going to hold up. I didn't either. I was surprised it was in the first round.
Usually, you got to beat 20. It seems like,
too. Yeah. But it held up, got him through, and then he could have had a major round. He could have, you know, but he missed every single one of his money balls because he got tired. So,
but Jalou Williams should have been in that instead. The 3-point contest only make more sense.
So speaking of the 3-point contest, we might get into that later, but Reggie Miller was saying at the end that he would rather that the you know, legends came out and shot with the current guys. So he brought up the current guys would shoot a rack, and then the legend would shoot a rack, and they would alternate going all the way around.
I think it'd be cool. You could pick your legend, and you know, because a lot of these guys grew up, you know, idolizing. I mean, especially a 3-point shoot, you know, a specialist like that.
I think it'd be cool if they were on the same team, though. Like if someone from Indiana was there, then
Reggie Miller
would be like the representative from the team or something. Maybe like that.
That'd be cool.
Well, so then, you know, depending on what team.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Kyrie and Larry Bird.
Yeah, it's just basically whoever's from, you know, Boston wins. Because they pull out Larry Bird, Ray Allen. So I mean, what, you know,
yeah, you could use Ray. He'd still do it.
You should just send people, you know, from Boston. We should send two from Boston every year.
I think it'd be cool if they just had a Legends 3-point shootout.
Bring old man's 3-point.
Yeah. I mean, you had to put 2 minutes on the clock, but
I'd have to pick Reggie Miller for that right now.
Yeah, I still think he could probably.
Man, looks like he's in game shape.
Yeah.
I feel like Bird would go out and put up some big numbers, too.
He might still be able to shoot.
I mean, I know he would, like, just because he's 60-some. But
he's a crotchety old man. He'd be out there talking shit.
He'd just never let his arm go down.
You fucking pussies. You don't know what a 3-point shootout is.
Didn't he win his in a warm-up jacket back in the 80s?
Yes, he
kept his warm-up jacket on.
Yeah, I was watching that video the other day. And man, I mean, just the...
You know... Not to get off topic, but saw a Larry Bird thing on one of the videos the other day, and it had him. I guess he just decided to go out and play one handed, with his left hand. Put up 40-some points.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna play this game left handed, and then he only shot with his left hand and put up 40. So
it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
But they were just talking about in that video. They were just talking about how he's the biggest shit talker in the world.
Oh yeah, yeah, he was.
You know, which
it's a tougher era of basketball too.
Yeah, it's true.
A lot tougher.
Yeah, those old school guys, you know, they're something else to watch.
But yeah, I like Reggie's idea. It is kind of stale, the 3-point contest. To me, I don't know. It's not real exciting.
Well, I wish they'd add another round.
Well, yeah, they you know took it down to 2 rounds.
I understand they did it on, you know, the slam dunk too, but I mean I understand that, you know, that they wanted to shorten it for time, but
I think maybe Vince talked to him and said you got to have a quicker paced game here.
Already stealing the XFL's ideas.
You got to revolutionize the game of 3-point shootouts. XFL 2020 hashtag, also hashtag WV hate me, bring a team to West Virginia. Next we had the dunk contest. Donovan Mitchell came out with the win there, and I think this was the biggest horseshit thing of the night.
Well, you throw on a Vince Carter jersey, you better go out there and do some serious shit. And he did the 360. It looked like garbage.
Well, and you didn't see this, the listeners, but you know Matt has a Vince Carter jersey on this morning. He just jumped over the mic stand to get into his seat. But yeah, if you put on that Carter jersey, you know, Carter's head is above the rim when he's doing that fucking, was it 360 or 540?
Yeah, it's like kind of like a 360 windmill thing.
Yeah, 360 windmill. It's a really famous dunk, you know, and
but what he pulled out, it was not a 50. I don't even know if it was a 40.
That's like it is. Like, you just put on a jersey now and you get more points. Or you bring out a prop and you get more points.
Well, yeah, because you're getting the audience into it.
Well, see, so Larry Nance Jr. put on his dad's outfit, you know, his uniform, and went out there. And I feel he got some sympathy points for that. Me, personally, I didn't think that dunk was all that impressive.
Well, the only thing I'll say about it is how far away from the rim he was. And I know he's like 6'10", 6'11", but I mean, I thought it was a decent dunk. But
his double tap was the best one.
The double tap was
it was better than Mitchell's final dunk. So I think he got robbed.
Have you seen the double tap before?
I've seen him, like, I think pin it to the glass and then dunk it, but I've never seen him actually catch it, then throw it off.
Because
and catch it.
Even the commentators on it, they're like, "Oh, that's dunk in high school."
Well, yeah, they didn't realize the double tap.
Yeah, and then like 10 seconds later, when they seen the replay, they're like, "He double tapped it." Yeah,
yeah, he caught it, then bounced it, then caught it again. Yeah, and dunked it. That's pretty cool.
And I know he's a big guy, but I mean that was pretty impressive.
I didn't have a problem with that one getting, you know, like a 50 really, but the cradle dunk, I just, you know, your dad does it, he does it good, and then Jordan puts it over the edge with the cradle dunk, and then you're trying to compete with those guys, you know, it's for his dad was there, so that part of it was cool, but I feel like he got a sympathy.
He should have jumped over his dad. That'd have been pretty
cool. Or just had his dad squat down. That's a immediate 50.
Yeah, sit down on your butt.
Sit down, 4'2", Kevin Hart. We're going to jump over you and your son, who's also like 2 foot tall.
That's ridiculous.
So Donovan Mitchell came out and jumped over Kevin Hart, and he had Kevin Hart crouch down so he could jump over him. It was the most ridiculous thing. It's like jumping over a fucking step stool.
I think it's the force of the dunks. Because, like, Dennis Smith's dunks, to me, looked better, but he didn't put a lot of force behind them. I think they give you more points for force.
Well, and it's no secret. I wasn't – when they introduced the judges, you know, when you go back to the years before, they've had, you know, the judges as past dunkers in the NBA.
Here we go.
Here we go. You're going to, you know, shit on Marky Mark.
I'm not shitting on Marky Mark, okay? But – the guys, I mean, they brought fucking Chris Rock out there.
Listen.
I just...
Dr. J is out there giving out tens like fucking candy on Halloween. Well, and you're going to talk to me about Marky Mark.
I'm not... Did I say Mark? Did
I Four brothers. Marky Mark?
Oh, you, here we go. You said it last
night. Okay.
Time.
Okay, and over then, 3 million movies.
Shooter.
You tried to slide it
name in a fucking basketball movie. Go ahead. Name one. I'll wait.
Invincible.
Greatest basketball movie of all time.
Greatest basketball movie ever made.
Can't argue.
Okay. Leave Marky Mark in there.
Okay.
How do the other ones? They shouldn't be in there.
Marky Mark balances it out.
No, he doesn't.
His greatness.
And, you know, get Dr. J out of there. He's getting seen now. He's just throwing numbers
out
there. He's just throwing numbers out there.
Last night you said he was the only one that deserved to be there. Well, now you're changing your tune.
Who do you want to judge?
Huh?
You? Just you.
Just throw Vince Carter in there.
Just Vince Carter.
Well, like I said before.
Yeah, there you go.
Vince would only give fours.
Yep.
Well, you
don't
know,
live up.
They go throw, like you said earlier, they go do it. If Vince can go do what they did at 52 or whatever.
Yeah, so here was my idea for the listeners there. We were talking a little bit before. If the slam dunk competitor does a dunk and Vince Carter can come out at his current age and do that same dunk, then they get disqualified from the event.
I like that idea.
But if you put Vince as a judge, he's just going to give threes. Oddly, I thought the most fair judge of the whole thing was DJ Khaled. But even though the Iron Sheik called him out on Twitter and said Judge Judy was a better judge than DJ Khaled. So,
they did.
Which was pretty damn
hilarious. To be fair, Judge Judy's a good judge.
No. Well, see, is she though? Because her shit is set up.
Yeah, it's fake as shit.
It's fake as hell, man. They already
still
did.
Spot on.
They already had the case in court, and then she just they just repeat their case and have some drama, and then she's like, "You cannot do that, sir." And then the next thing you know, she's slamming her gavel, and you know, but anyway, Marky Mark, I mean, shooter, man.
Look, I don't have a problem. Okay, I'm that's fine. Keep him in there.
Lone Survivor.
I'd go for years in Marky Mark movies.
Yeah, you could.
Boogie Nights.
When he got older.
when he got older.
Yeah, his younger movie.
Boogie Nights was in the '90s.
It was awful.
You know, like Boogie Nights. No.
Marky Mark single-handedly revived the Transformers franchise.
He revived it.
It's arguably
the worst movie in the franchise.
It made $1 billion.
It's still, yeah. I mean, it's still awful.
Because it's awful, but Marky Mark's pool.
You just said it awful.
But Marky Mark.
Yeah, but you're going to watch it.
You just said it was awful.
You're going to watch it because Wahlberg's in it.
I haven't watched one since the second one. I'll be honest with you.
You didn't watch the Marky Mark ones? Mm-hmm. Then how do you know it sucks?
I've heard from everybody.
Oh, you've heard.
Everybody.
Oh, you've heard. Oh. Yeah. I don't know who these.
Team up on pick again?
I don't know who these magic
people are.
Feels
like high school all over again.
It feels like an attack on Wahlberg is what it feels like.
No, I'm just saying, get some celebrities actually celebrities into it.
That was a slip right
there. I didn't
there.
Mean to. I meant NBA.
Get some better celebrities than Wahlberg.
Get some better celebrities.
Actually, you know, Lisa Leslie, I'm fine with that because she could actually dunk. Actually, that'd be my only
criteria.
Yeah. You have to be able to dunk to
Wahlberg
be a judge.
Wahlberg dunked.
I don't think so.
In Invincible.
Show me
dunked.
Video.
He did.
Show me video.
I think he actually did dunk in, what's the one he did with Ferrell?
The other guys?
No, the other one.
Oh, the Daddy's Home?
Daddy's Home.
No, I haven't watched it.
Pretty certain he dunks in it.
Well, there you go.
Well, they probably rolled it down 8 foot.
No, it's 12 foot.
12 foot rim.
12 foot rim.
He pogoed with his penis up to the rim.
There the penis comes again. Why? Well, we always go there? Was that?
Big Dick Mark. I mean, I don't know why he did.
You can't just throw a big dick in there every time you feel like it.
Well, that's what she said.
The Foles thing worked. I'll give you that.
Most certainly can.
Oh, gee. All right. Somebody's phone going off in the background. Pickens didn't mute his phone. Now he's going to go over there and check it. The whole thing's interrupted. The whole thing is shot.
Tearing the scene down. Anyway, he's excused himself. Let's continue on the podcast.
Okay, let's just continue on. So, we got a viewer question here from our good friend Jeremy Kreitz, longtime friend of the show, longtime friend of us. You know, for me, since middle school, met the guy in middle school. He's been rolling with us ever since. So, Jeremy, thanks for listening, buddy. He asked, why don't the Stars, you know, really come out for this NBA dunk contest? And he named LeBron specifically.
He did.
And after seeing the piss-poor display of dunks last night, of people putting on jerseys and pretending to be better people, LeBron could come in there and shut it down, man.
This debate's been going on for years, and I don't know why he won't.
To me, it's because he don't want to lose to Donovan Mitchell or or Dennis Smith Jr. Because LeBron's a brand guy, you know. He don't want to go out there and lose.
Yeah, but every other Kobe, Jordan,
Kobe wasn't scared to lose though.
Well, Kobe knew he wasn't going to lose.
Yeah, Kobe wasn't going to lose either. You know,
I just lose. Oh no, but I don't get what his hell Wade he was in the skills comp in like what was it 2000
yeah skills
he
comp
won in 06
skills yeah. Comp's a little less, you know,
it's still the, I mean, I don't know why he thinks he's better than the dunk contest.
Well, say so, I think, you know, I think LeBron would get beat, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if he could be as creative. Like,
well,
he's
and it's
powerful and stuff, but
to me, it's not as impressive when he dunks because he's so big.
Yeah,
no, but when he come into the league, what did he come into the league? 03?
Yes.
When he come into the league in 03, those three or four, his first three or four years, man, I don't know if anybody can get any higher and dunk as hard as he was.
I think he could have won it then.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
I don't know why in 2003 coming to the league, why he thought.
He said that he was going to do it in 06 and that he had some nagging injuries and didn't want to mess him up or whatever. But
see, that's some horse. That's some schooly.
I don't believe
bullshit.
It. I don't believe
oh,
it.
Oh, sorry, can't play today, guys. Sprained my ankle. Yeah. I would whip your ass.
Well,
but
I think that's why he's been taking every other game off.
But see, there are stars that have been in it, though. Like, I mean, Kobe was, even though he was, I think, a rookie, right? He was a rookie when he was in it.
Yeah,
but he was a big name coming out of high school.
He's a known dunker.
Yeah, Carter, Vince Carter, pretty famous.
When Jason Richardson, he had that year.
He was okay at that point. He was kind of a big name.
But really, though, there hasn't been.
I think that the NBA would kind of benefit, though.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
it would be needed. to have some stars.
I mean, more people would be watching this thing. I don't know if we were the only people watching this shit last night or not, but you know, and I got to watch it for the podcast. I don't even watch the NBA, but you know, I'm trying to get into
the highlights.
Well, see, a lot of people wasn't. I was a big fan when Zach LaVine,
yeah.
Because to me, he's one of the guys that kind of brought it back. Because there for a few years, it was really stale.
Yeah, it was.
And
bad.
Some of the shit he was coming out there doing, it's like, this guy just put it back on the map.
Him and Aaron Gordon both, they raised the bar on it.
Last year, that was.
But somebody's going to have to step up again, though. Because it's.
Well, it's going to have to be stars.
That's
you know,
it. Yeah, they could
need
be.
Stars. But so, you know, Kreitz, we're with you, buddy. We don't know why he doesn't do it. Really, at the end of the day, LeBron just lacks a certain competitive edge that you see in Kobe and Jordan.
Well, I think with Kobe, you know, he really wasn't born with that. You know, he worked for it. And I think, you know, LeBron, you know, everything just comes so easy. So he's like, why would I put myself out there to lose, you know, with a potential to lose? And he just don't care, you know. Mm, you know, I don't think he had that edge that so many of NBA players, you know.
Well, you know, and we're going to talk about Shaq interviewing Kobe later, but, you know, at the beginning of that interview, Shaq was like, "Where'd you get your competitive edge, Kobe?" And Kobe, you know, he was saying that, you know, all these guys that, you know, shrugged him off and he had to be better than them. And I don't know if LeBron's ever really had to do that.
And I don't see LeBron, you know. Look, I mean, their stories were Kobe when they were the Olympics.
Yeah.
Their stories of Kobe starting practice, starting at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, then LeBron and Wade and all of them, and I think Bosh was there too. They were just saying, you know, talking about, you know, how, you know, why are you working so hard for it? And, you know. And they'd go in, maybe put 30, 40 minutes in.
Yeah, because he's a fucking professional, that's why.
Yeah, because, I mean, he does everything 110% the way he's done for 20 years he was in the league.
Yeah, he was never as, like, gifted as LeBron when it come to just natural talent.
Right.
Well, maybe Kobe could have lasted a couple more years, though, if he didn't, you know, work so hard.
Yeah,
but if he doesn't work so hard, he ain't Kobe.
Yeah, who –
But man, if you want a treat, man, go watch LeBron work out pregame. He's intense still at like 33 or whatever. Some of that stuff he's doing.
Well, I seen one of them where he was working on his endurance.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I'm not sure how old was he,
33,
34. Yeah. Man, he was running the full length of the court. He did it like 8 or 10 times. They'd throw the ball, he'd run down, dunk.
Yeah.
Run down to the other, dunk.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he works hard for
he
what
works
he has,
hard, but I'm talking about killer instinct, man.
Right. I don't think he has it. And going back to the original thing, I think that's why he's not involved in the dunk contest, because he just don't care.
Yeah. I really don't know if he's even super creative, though, because a lot of his dunks are the exact same.
There's tomahawks.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just do those four times and win.
So maybe he's thinking he can't get out there and do a 360 windmill. Yeah,
he might not. That's the thing. He's a big dude. Like, he's like 260.
Well, that's why I was saying, you know, it's not as impressive when he dunks, because it's just like, oh, well, he should be able to do that.
When you're talking about dunkers, Paul George has never been in that, has he?
Paul George, no.
Because, but in a game, he pulled a 360 dunk out.
Yeah,
I mean, that was before he got hurt and stuff. But
I don't think Paul George did it.
But I mean, not to just throw LeBron out there. I mean,
McGrady did it.
Paul George. Oh yeah, McGrady was in it.
McGrady was a big name that was in it.
Yeah,
but I mean. I'm with Kreitz. I would love to see some of these, all stars.
Yeah.
More of them in it.
The NBA would benefit.
Yeah,
definitely. So speaking of LeBron, you know, we wanted to bring up really quick. He's been getting a little political lately, which I don't care, whatever. But there was where is she from? Fox News, probably.
Fox News, yeah.
Fox News lady told him to shut up and dribble.
Yeah.
And he came back and said that he would not shut up and dribble. So
he's more than a basketball player or something like that.
Well, which, you know, may be true. And the NBA lets their players get a little more political than any of the other leagues.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm fine with. Go do you. But
it works. You don't have people, like, you know, speaking out the way the NFL does, since they're allowed to at least show some sort of, you know, emotion about it.
But my point is, LeBron has never dribbled. So why would he start dribbling? The motherfucker just runs down the court. It's like a looking like a running back. He's out there like fucking Walter Payton, just dodging people, not even dribbling, and taking 12 steps before he dunks. And maybe the dunk contest would be good for him because he wouldn't have to dribble.
He should go on her show, like she invited him on, and he should go there and just stand beside her and dribble a basketball and not say one word.
I mean, I don't know if she would have him on.
Y'all know he's going to do. Y'all know she invited him on.
Well, or he could just, he
stand there beside
him. He could have, satellite in, and then they're like, he could act like before they satellite in. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give a regular interview. And then they pop live to him on TV, and he's just standing there looking at the camera, dribbling the basketball.
Absolutely.
I wonder if he's one of these guys, though, that, you can't find 10 people that like Trump, but he's in there, right?
Well, I know a few.
We're
in West Virginia here. So.
Yeah, but we're not the only one. There's no way this is the only place that voted him in.
No.
But I wonder if it's one of those things that that's the big thing. That everybody hates Trump. So you're going to say, I don't think he'll go on there just because I don't know if he knows as much about it. I figure it's one of those things he throws a jab here or a jab there.
No, you're saying he's not in depth.
Right.
I wouldn't go on the show, though, because it's just going to be an attack on LeBron. I mean, I don't think he's that dumb.
I wouldn't go on Fox News.
Yeah.
Just go over to CNBC and shit on her there.
Yeah.
Because they'll already be shitting on her.
Yeah, join the club there, Paul.
So speaking of LeBron and his team, the Cavs, after this trade last week.
Yeah,
they're a lot better than we thought. The team chemistry wasn't going to quite be there, but
yeah. But I will go on record to say, because I went back and listened, because I was kind of worried, because after they won their couple games, I was like, uh oh. But we never said that they wasn't going to be good. We just said I said I didn't think they'd be in the finals, and I still don't see them getting past Toronto. I've come over to your side.
The number one seed.
Well,
I don't see it happening.
Well.
But I mean, I think they'll have a strong run. But in the best of seven, I don't know if they have.
I don't know how
all the pieces.
I don't know how immediately better they are. I know that they won two games, but it's two games before the All-Star break. Nobody's really playing. Like, they're just trying to get to the All-Star break.
Right.
So, I don't know. And it's a new team all coming together. LeBron's excited. Everybody's full of energy.
Well, about it. Nobody really plays that hard in the NBA till the playoffs anyway.
Not really. It's tough to give it off of a two-game sample. Well, they do definitely look better.
You know what gave him the edge? He's been playing a lot of 2K with his new team on there. So
what are you talking about?
Did you not see that?
No. What are you talking about?
When they did that trade, he was talking about
LeBron's playing 2K.
Yeah, he said that somebody asked him if he was gonna play 2K, and he's like, yeah, I gotta get the feel for my new teammates out.
Oh, he's playing with his new teammates on 2K?
No, it was just him playing, I believe.
Oh, but playing as the players,
yes,
like Clarkson and
yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
A lot of those guys play fucking 2K just and scout teams with it. And
yeah,
shit.
It don't make sense.
I'd like to see LeBron, like, who he's all traded for on 2K. You know? Like, he's got, like, this super team.
Or just, like, who would you have to trade LeBron somewhere else? You'd have to give, in that game, you'd have to give, like, every player on your roster to trade for LeBron.
He, like, broke up the Warriors, traded traded Steph to the Bulls or something.
Or he traded Clay to the Cleveland and LeBron to.
They were talking about that too. Yeah. That was another thing.
That was brought up. Yeah. They're talking about trading Clay, and Stephen A. said that it was ridiculous. And
I wouldn't.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is that ridiculous?
In today's NBA, it's not ridiculous to think. I mean, they'd have to give up a decent bid. It's not like they just acquire him. Clay would have to go.
Well, and I don't think. I don't know. I don't see Clay going somewhere else and being the star.
He just said that he's retiring a Warrior.
Yeah.
Because he's the 2019 free agent class, and he said that he's not going anywhere.
I know, but they all say that.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
Well, and I don't see. It's a winning culture. I don't see him going because he's a catch-and-shoot guy. I mean, I don't see him being the.
Catch-and-shoot and shoot and shoot.
Yeah.
He'd fit right in with the Lakers. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't see him going.
Fingers crossed.
I don't see him.
So transition into the Lakers here. LeVar Ball has said that Lonzo will leave L.A. to any team that signs his two brothers as long as they play together. And so the only team that may sign both of his brothers is probably in Lithuania.
And Lonzo's not going there.
Lonzo's not going to Lithuania. So
yeah, I seen something about the Lonzo thing. Last week, you know, we were discussing it.
I can see by the tone, like, you're about to say something I'm not going to like.
I am.
Go ahead.
Of all rookies this year,
yeah,
he has the lowest field goal percentage.
Okay.
32%.
All right.
32%.
He elevates the rest of the team is what Matt's going to say. So
I know it is. He has the lowest free throw percentage.
Yeah, he's not a good free throw shooter.
Yeah, but when
he's not a good shooter.
When DeAndre Jordan is shooting 60.
He's worked on it for years. How long has
he's still terrible.
60's not too bad. So, not for a big guy.
That's what I mean. And your Lonzo is shooting, I think it's like 40-some percent from free throw.
He's going to get better. What do you want to do? You want to trade the guy?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Makes no sense.
Why?
Who's going to be your point guard?
Trade him for LeBron.
Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, my goodness.
At least he can fucking score.
No, he can't.
Yeah,
you see his shooting performance?
Yeah, he had one bad game.
Oh, one bad game.
That was just, it was before. It was one bad game before the All-Star break.
Here we go.
To use your own logic against you.
We've given up over 120 points every game since he's been there. And we've lost all of them.
You say we?
Yeah, the Lakers. I'm a Laker fan.
You a ball boy?
I consider myself.
You a ball boy?
Yeah, I wish.
We're in a Nets jersey right now.
I'm wearing a Vince Carter jersey, not a Nets jersey.
It says Nets right there.
Yeah, it says Carter on the back. That's all that matters. You got a problem with Vince Carter now?
Not like Vince.
No, of course.
Oh, you ain't shitting on Vince, shitting on Marky Mark. You just shit on everybody.
Shitting on Lonzo, his own team.
It's no secret. I don't like Lonzo.
I know you don't.
I don't like Lonzo. I don't like his two brothers.
Well, I don't
like his dad.
I just don't like his dad.
I like his dad, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
But Lonzo even said himself, it's just hot air. He's like, he always talks. That's what he does. Well, y'all not used to that
but
by now.
You put a stop to it.
Why do you put so much credit on the
guy? If that's
guy?
My dad, and I get drafted, okay, Dad, you're going to shut your mouth while I play ball. You know, you got enough pressure coming on you anyway, coming into the league.
You know what the problem is? Is that we put too much stock in what he says. If you just don't, well, just ignore it.
Yeah, just let it go.
Well, you don't ignore it. They need to quit putting him on the air.
That's exactly what we're doing right now.
I know.
Well, that's why, you know.
Let's talk about him some
more.
It's
a good thing no one listens to us.
Exactly. But it's like ESPN does it. They put him on there. But,
Let's go live to LeVar Ball. That's the worst
let's
idea.
Let's go live to LeVar Ball. We're sick of hearing about him, so let's bring him on here.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard. Let's go live to LeVar Ball. Put him on live TV.
Good
job, ESPN.
That's the thing. Just stop giving him a voice, and then he'll go away. But he's just reaping the benefits from it. I don't know.
So staying in LA, Shaq, before the 3-point and dunk and skills competition, Shaq had a big interview with Kobe. I didn't get to watch the entire thing, but
yeah, I haven't seen it.
But you know, so snippets of it though. You know, basically, Shaq was saying that he took summers off because he knew Kobe was going to be working hard the entire summer and make up for Shaq's lack of work ethic. And then Kobe said that's why he was pissed off.
If Kobe just had like just a little bit of what Shaq had, you know what I mean? Just a little bit of Shaq's ability to not make a big deal about stuff. Like they would have fit. I mean, they almost were like perfect for each other, but Kobe just
yeah, but all in all though, if you have too much of that, then both of them's laying off.
But that's the thing. Like, how much did Shaq really need to work?
Well, he even called out Tim Duncan. He's like, I don't need to prepare for Duncan.
Just bully him. I'll just push him around and go to the free throw line or dunk on him.
So one thing that Shaq always says that I don't entirely understand is he wasn't trying to be the best center. He was trying to be the most dominant center.
Yes.
Isn't that the same damn thing?
No, I think that he maybe means skill-wise. You know, there's a lot of other centers who can do things that, that he can't. He was not a great passer.
Yeah, but if he would have spent more time in the off season working on it instead of sitting around eating food, gaining 40 pounds.
Look, but if he wants to be dominant, he's got to be big. So he had to eat.
Yeah, but he's always going to be 7'1", 300 pounds.
He's like not necessarily. Really. He was at one point he did get pretty too big. There is a point where it's too much. But
yeah, Boston Shaq.
I think that was like coming off injury. Shaq almost retired. Yeah, it's to a point you can't carry that weight.
Yeah, that's traded three times. Shaq, that was an ugly sight.
I mean, I understand you're gonna get burned out on it here and there. You know, you take a few months off, but I mean, when they were feuding, doing that little feud in the off season, man, you know, you'd see Shaq come back and he'd be 60, 70 pounds heavier than when, you know, the end of the season.
When it comes that easy to you, though, you know, like all he had to do was back someone down, and you can't stop that. There's nothing you can do for that. And so, I mean, what's the motivation to work out so hard?
To be the best.
But he already was.
He didn't want to be the best. He wanted to be the most
that
dominant.
That don't even make sense.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
He wanted to hurt people. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to throw elbows and back you down and dunk on you. That's dominant. That's what it feels like, dominant.
I just don't know why you wouldn't. Okay, if you don't work on anything else, you knew they're going to do the hockey shot. You knew they're going to foul you, especially come playoff time. So why not work on your free throw? I mean, because
he had all season to work on it, man.
Have you seen his hands holding a basketball?
Okay.
Trying to shoot a free throw.
I have.
He had to shoot off his fingertips because his hands were too big.
Okay, work on it. You got the whole offseason.
What do you mean work on it? It's hard to do.
Man, he's got a basketball court in his house.
He's got a basketball court. How hard is it to go to the fucking free throw line and shoot some free throws?
You don't think he ever shot free throws in practice? You don't think that they made him practice free throws?
I didn't say they didn't, but he should have worked on a little bit more.
A little bit more in the summer.
They would have, you know, he would have won that.
He's not gonna shoot. He's like DeAndre, man. The hands. You can't shoot a ball that way.
If you work on it, you can.
All right.
I don't know, what's your pinky finger, Shaq?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
With one finger.
Well, what else? I mean,
well, you weren't good enough, Shaq.
But he brought up numbers. You know, he said he knew that if he went, you know, during the regular season, he scored 26 points, had 14 rebounds, they're going to win. And then in the playoffs, if he stepped it up to, you know, 35 and 17, that they're going to win every time. I mean, that sounds like the best center in the league to me. I mean,
he was
dominant best. Yeah. Best, dominant, whatever you want to say. I mean, that sounds like the best center in the league to me.
Oh, I can't think of anybody that, when you're talking about when he played, that even came close to him.
No, not in his prime.
No.
No. I mean, Duncan, but it's sort of different. It's sort of different the way he was more.
Duncan just bank shot for 20-some years.
Okay. There we go. Wow. Maybe Duncan should have worked on his three-point shot.
Yeah, maybe Duncan should have worked on the three.
Yeah, that's what he should
have done. I think that's why Duncan lasted so long. Because
he didn't work.
What? Huh?
He didn't work.
He didn't have the frame Shaq had. Shaq never had.
What
a
I'm saying
shelf
is,
shelf life.
Tim Duncan wasn't in there banging the way Shaq was. Tim Duncan was more
because he couldn't.
Yeah,
he's out there. He's technical, man.
Shaq didn't have to prove nothing else to me. I think he had a great career.
So I didn't say he did. I'm not taking anything away from him. But
sounds like you're taking away from
him.
I'm not.
You're taking a little bit away.
I'm not. I'm just saying if he would have worked, I mean, Duncan worked on that shot.
So
that's why he didn't have to bang inside.
So you're on Charles Barkley's side here.
I don't want to say that.
You're on Barkley's side.
It sounds like you're a little bit on his side.
You're a little bit on Barkley's side because Barkley said that if he would have worked harder, think about how much better he could have been with Kobe.
Yeah, I mean, okay, if he worked a little bit harder, him and Kobe would have stayed together, and who knows how many rings they would have got.
Well, Shaq says it was a business decision by Jerry West to get rid of him because he didn't want to pay a 32-year-old $27 million
because Shaq
a year.
Wanted the fuck out of L.A.
I don't know if that's true. According to Shaq, that's not true.
According to Shaq, him and Kobe didn't have a beef.
Hey, man.
Well, I mean, you know,
they definitely had a beef.
So Barkley, I don't. If anybody saw this, look, Shaq and Barkley are fighting constantly. It's
uncomfortable on some.
It's every week. You know, so Barkley, you know, was calling Shaq out on the All-Star preview show.
Barkley's just jealous of Shaq.
Barkley is jealous
of Shaq.
Well, yeah, I mean, Barkley never, because he maybe never got,
he worked
his
butt off and he never got nothing. Indeed, Shaq, it came easy.
Yeah.
Because he's mentally challenged, Barkley is.
He's not right anyway.
More mentally challenged than Shaq. And that's well, saying something.
Did you see a few years ago what Barkley said on the air? Like, him and Shaq got into it over a... Barkley was like, you got to take that guy out. Shaq's like, man, you can't say that on the air. He's like, no, you take him out.
Take him out.
He's like, Barkley, you can't say that. And then later on, he changed his words. He was like, well, I'm just saying rough him up in the paint. Bump him a little bit. And he's like, well, I mean, that's fine, but you can't say to take out another player. You know,
hey, that's the way basketball was played.
Well, yeah,
in the 80s
and 90s.
Say, let him say it.
I mean, well, and then also
Steph Curry got weak ankles.
He got in a fight with Nate Robinson. Barkley did.
Nate Robinson.
Yeah,
Nate, I didn't see that.
Nate said he would dunk on Barkley. That's what
he did. Could.
He could do it right now. That's what he said.
Well, Nate did. Did you see? I seen a video when he was with when they were with Boston. Yeah. Shaq standing there talking.
Oh yeah,
Nate comes came in and dunks over top of him.
Well, he was laughing about it. Nate said he would dunk on Barkley.
Oh, yeah. Barkley.
On Barkley. Okay. Yeah,
I saw the one you're talking about though, Pick.
Yeah.
So you know, Charles Barkley just picks fights with every former NBA star that he can find. The one that I want to talk about in particular with Shaq the other day was, you know, he saw this clip from the Kobe interview where Shaq said he took summers off, and then Barkley said, you know, think how good you could have been or something like that. And basically Shaq was like, I won 3 out of 4. I won 3 out of 4 championships with him. What else do you want me to do? You know, and then Barkley kept on talking shit, and then Shaq was like, Google me, Chuck. Google me, Chuck. And it was just one of the, you know, it was a great fight.
Barkley always loses, too. Though.
Barkley never looks good.
I think he just says shit.
At the end of the day, he doesn't have a championship.
I'm not entirely sure how Barkley got CTE in the NBA, but he pulled it off. You know,
Space Jam for real.
Well, in Space Jam, they didn't even have to take his fucking powers. That's why the aliens lost, because they took Charles Barkley's powers.
Didn't have enough power.
Didn't have enough power to win.
Didn't have enough juice. Should have took Shaq's power.
Should have took Shaq power. I mean, they win.
Actually, that's all you have to take. The only guy.
Just Shaq.
But well, who's going to stop him?
Well, if Jordan's in Toontown and he's fucking stretching his arms out and shit. I mean, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, but if Shaq's in the post, Jordan ain't coming in there.
Well, we're arguing the merits of a cartoon fight. Jordan and Shaq, but...
Anyway.
So, you know, moving on with Shaq, the second thing he said that I wanted to talk about was he said LeBron should go to Golden State, chase some rings. What do you guys think about that?
I'm not a big fan of the ring, chasing rings.
It's just the culture of the NBA, though, now.
It's just the way it is.
To me...
If Kevin Durant can do it, why can't LeBron?
Yeah, and that Kevin Durant thing pissed me off. I mean...
Well, it pissed everybody off.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
And I didn't have a problem with Golden State before because they drafted their guys. Well, and I knew they didn't trade. They brought in, you know, Durant from free agency. But Durant took the easy route. And... I don't know. I guess I grew up watching, you know, not 90s, and you know, you never seen Jordan talking to Bird.
Yeah, it's like
and
been Shaq.
Like, well, I'll come with you
because they hated each other.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And now that to me that competitive edge is really gone.
Well, that like, goes in back the to game, LeBron they're not all having handshaking and edge.
You know all handshake. Hey man, what's up?
I'll see you All Star Weekend.
Yeah, well, the 80s and 90s, you didn't see that shit.
Nah.
They were out to show the other guy up. I miss that. I wish they'd bring. That bike.
Shaq said that he didn't even think that was an option in the 90s. Like, he was like, I'd go play with Jordan. He's like, I didn't know I could do that. So I don't know. I don't think LeBron will go to the Warriors. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense
for him. I think he's going to go wherever the best chance for him to get a ring.
If he goes to the Warriors.
Because he's.
I mean, he thought people shit on him for going to Miami with Wade.
Yeah, it'll be
because he's obsessed with passing Jordan. That's all he's looking at.
Well, he ain't going to do it now because he's lost so many finals.
Yeah, it's either way. Even if he gets to 6, he's still, 6-5 in the finals?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's I mean, it's impressive though to be there 7-8 years in a row.
It is. But I think his ego, he's going to go wherever it gives him the best chance to get a ring. I mean, he's not going to go to the Lakers.
I don't think so. I just can't see it.
They're too far. If you're going to do that, you might as well stay with the Cavs. Because to me, Lakers got some young talent. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they got some really. I mean,
you call him Lonzo Young.
Yep,
talent.
I was about to say the same thing.
I knew it was coming.
I was like, got a good point.
Hopefully, they trade his ass. Anyway.
Oh my god.
But I see him going to Houston. You know, somebody that's on that. Heck, it wouldn't surprise me if he went to OKC.
What if PG goes to the Lakers?
I don't know. I think he crumbles under the pressure. You see him in that 3-point contest.
I did see him in the 3-point contest.
Yeah, come on. He didn't give two shits about that contest.
And what makes you think he's going to give two shits when he goes to LA?
Well, he's trying to get that ring.
Oh, maybe because an NBA championship's more important than a 3-point shootout. Maybe that's why.
But if you don't put in everything you can, why would
you gotta give 110% even an All-Star weekend? Is that what you're saying?
When we watch the All-Star game tonight,
those guys should be given 110.
I better not see a smile crack tonight. I'm going
did
down.
I say that?
There better not be one alley-oop.
What's the point in going into a slam dunk contest or a 3-point contest if you're not going in trying to win?
I mean, I don't know, because it's fun.
It's fun to put up 9 points, have everybody laugh at you?
Sure. It is funny. Gee. He'd probably laugh about it. I'd laugh about it.
All right, so.
Even though I could put up more than 9, that's pretty embarrassing, Paul.
See?
I could not put up more than 9. I would probably put up one.
I feel like I could put up one.
Well.
They have them at Kings Island, the 3-point shootout thing. Or
I'd like to do it.
I did it like way too many times. I was so tired when I was
How much money did you spend on that?
Too much. Uh-huh. Too much. It was like $5 a try or something.
All right, guys. So anything else we want to talk to on the NBA? I think that's about it. Yeah.
No, yeah, I think that's.
All right. So we got about 15 minutes left here. We're going to talk a little bit NFL. So the Raiders have cut Sebastian Janikowski.
18 years, isn't it?
18 years in the league.
And Gruden's a dick.
Gruden's
cleaning house.
Gruden says he is not sure that he wants Marshawn Lynch to be on the team next year.
I seen that Crabtree was on the bubble too.
Yeah.
Like, what the world?
He's just cleaning house, man, to go to Vegas.
Is the receiving class that good this year?
I don't think so. Crabtree was the best receiver, man. No, Crabtree's the man. I'd hate him to this day for that thing he did to Texas, though. He cost us a national championship.
Oh, he shit on yeah,
that might, little yeah. toe line catch with oh, no yeah. seconds.
Hey, he shit on West Virginia too, so you know, whatever.
But still, like Janikowski.
Janikowski, 18 years in the league, and you're just gonna tell the man not to come back?
He can still kick the ball, right?
I mean, he's got legs like a fucking horse.
I'm calling him now. He's going to the XFL.
I don't know if horse. Yeah.
Yep, he's going.
Well, so
what's his nickname? We got to go with the nickname. It's got something to do with beer.
Big Dick Sebastian.
Everything's big.
Might as well.
Now Marshawn Lynch. That'd be a good
thing. Marshawn Lynch to the XFL. I'm going to campaign for that.
Yeah.
Beast mode?
Beast mode.
Come to West Virginia, Marshawn.
Come to West What? Okay, Marshawn, I don't know.
I think he's going to be on the Vegas team.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a good shot? At the Raiders?
Well, maybe the Raiders move to Vegas and then they get an Oakland team in the XFL.
Maybe.
I mean, that's a legitimate...
It could happen.
If the NFL is going to take the Las Vegas market, then maybe the XFL tries to counter with taking the Oakland market. And with the Oakland market, you get Marshawn. Marshawn is Oakland.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd love to see it.
I'd love to see Beast Mode on jersey.
Beast Mode on the jersey. I mean...
I'd buy that jersey.
I'd buy the shit out of that jersey.
I'm going to own an XFL jersey whenever we decide on a group team here.
Yeah, so that's one thing. We're gonna pick a team wherever they end up. We're gonna pick a team. It'll probably be in Columbus or some horse shit. But
Akron.
I don't know who's gonna come play for
LeBron's
Akron.
Gonna coach.
LeBron's coaching the Akron XFL team. So
transition to XFL.
XFL. That's all we want to talk about here on the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast. So next thing I got here, Johnny Football says he's bipolar and he's been medicating this bipolarness with alcohol and drugs and hookers. And he's planning a comeback, and he has officially signed with the Spring League to get ready for his NFL or XFL return.
Well, now, nobody in the NFL takes him. Nobody.
I don't know. Is this like a G League version of the NFL? Is that what it is?
I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm assuming it's some sort of G League, D League, NFL.
Because it only runs for like a few weeks. But I don't know. He goes out there and does something. He's getting back into it. If he's clean, he's sober. I want to see him go back.
See, I don't want to see clean Johnny Football.
I mean, I don't either. But like, I want it to be kind of like under the radar clean. Like,
yeah, I really don't see anybody giving him another shot.
It'd be hard in the NFL. I think that's
NFL because would be his best bet. I don't see anybody give him a shot.
I'd take the man. They'll take him before they take Kaepernick.
Yep. Because he's better.
Well, I mean, you know, that might be debatable to some people out there, but I believe Johnny Football is better.
The last time Cleveland was even remotely relative is whenever Johnny was their quarterback.
The 3 weeks that Johnny was their quarterback.
Yeah. Isn't he like the last player to win in Cleveland or something? Last quarterback to start and win in Cleveland?
I think it was RG3.
No, I don't know if he won a game for him, did he?
I believe so.
Oh, I thought he just got broken.
Because I seen I don't know if it was accurate or not, but I seen a thing on Twitter that a fan was hating on RG3. I was like, I hate you all this. He's like, why do I keep coming back to you? And RG3 tweeted, because I'm responsible for your lap for the Browns' last win.
Well, it might have just been a home win or something that Johnny got him, or a away win, maybe.
I don't know if that's completely accurate. Because
they won one game in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So somebody won that game that wasn't Johnny.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell with the Browns, anyway.
But, hey, Johnny, come back, man. You know, there's always a home for you in the XFL. Maybe if Vince doesn't say
he can convince Vince that he's changed.
Does he really have a criminal record, though? Was he ever convicted of anything?
I think he maybe DUI or something. I think there was an accusation of assault with his girlfriend.
Well,
I don't know if he got
convicted. Were charges brought against him when he left that house? They fucked that house up.
So many different stories.
Yeah, but there's a difference between charges being brought against you and then, you know, actually getting convicted of a crime. You know, you gotta go to trial.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he allegedly beat up his girlfriend.
Yeah, but Vince said if you have a DUI or anything, didn't he?
Yeah, but come on. At the end of the day, you don't think he's going to take a look at him if he's been sober and stuff. Like, he might come off
hard.
This is
from the same guy.
This is the same guy who lets people use steroids.
Well, hold on. This is from the same guy, Vince McMahon we're talking about, is that when, who was the guy that just had the rape charges brought against him? He wasn't, as soon as that came out, Vince fired his ass.
Enzo?
Yeah.
Well, but look, this is a different league, though.
It is, but it's still Vince being Vince. I don't see him putting up with that shit.
That's a different accusation.
It is.
DUI versus rape.
Right, but
I don't know. I don't know.
But it's still, you know.
I get wanting to be tough on him. I think you look at football, Johnny Football, though.
Man. I'm rooting for Johnny Football. I'm rooting for him, too.
It's excitement. Whatever.
So our last main story of the day here, O.J. Simpson is back in the movies after, you know, is it the first one that says Lethal Weapon, probably?
Gosh, yeah, probably.
Probably.
Lethal Weapon?
Oh, not Lethal Weapon, Naked Gun.
Oh, I was like,
it was a parody of Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I meant the Naked Gun.
Lord Berg.
So Sacha Baron Cohen, the guy who did the Borat movies, is paying O.J. Simpson $20,000 to be in a movie, which...
Fresh out of jail, that's not bad.
Not too bad. You convicted of a felony, it's hard to get a job at McDonald's, and he's out here making, you know, $20,000 for it.
Yeah, and he has no plans of paying that to the family, so...
Well, so, and that's what I was going to say here. The families of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman say they should get the money, because I guess they won a civil suit, right?
Yeah, it's a civil suit, so... Technically, all they can do is fine him now or whatever.
Money has he paid them?
Nothing.
Nothing, man. He's been in jail.
He ain't paid him nothing.
He hasn't paid him anything?
No.
He ain't got shit left.
I thought they took like 20-some million of his money.
I don't know, man.
After the loss, I don't know. They act like he hasn't paid him anything.
I don't know if that money was there to take. The judgment may have been $20 million, but I don't know.
And since they said since he's been in jail, it's just building interest, too. So he owes him well north of what he originally owed him, too.
So
he said he's not paying him.
To me, I don't understand. Because he's found, of course, we all know he did it. We all know he did it.
Glove didn't fit.
Cole Simpson can't rap. I want justice.
Yeah, but I mean, why would you have him put
Where's your evidence?
Why would you have him put the glove on? Okay, it's covered in blood.
Who told you to put the glove on? The glove thing was horseshit because he couldn't touch it because it was evidence. So he had a glove on under the glove.
Well, and he quit taking his because he had a. Arthritis real bad, and he quit taking his medicine for that.
What?
Pickens all over it.
Oh yeah,
jeez,
Pickens,
man.
All, Pickens, oh yeah, the Pickens OJ thing. Thing. I was.
Pickens didn't live through it enough in the '90s, so when the Cuba movie came out,
I watched the shit out of it.
We're gonna like set you up your own OJ podcast.
Yeah, it was.
Pickens could do an OJ podcast.
I feel like I could.
I kind of want to hear it though,
but I just don't know why on earth. You would have them put the glove, try because you know it's soaked in blood, it's dry, you know,
it's shriveled,
shriveled. And if you've seen the video perfect when he put it on, he pulled it up to like his fingers, is like it will fit.
Well, can't do it.
Can't do it. It was
that's what lost him that case though. But I saw the Cuba movie too.
The thing that got me after it though, he's like he wrote a book. He was like. You know, I didn't kill her, but if I had, this is how I would have done it.
Because he don't give a fuck, man.
He really doesn't care. So I mean, he's openly not paying them, so he doesn't care.
I mean,
but
the only
to me
reason...
though, if you're found not guilty on it, why would you pay him?
Well, but he was found not guilty, but he lost the civil suit.
Well, see, that makes no sense.
It's
well,
just making amends for messing the case up.
Oh, so you're the one with the OJ podcast. You don't understand the civil suit situation.
Well, I don't get it. To me, if you lose the main suit, you shouldn't be allowed to go back and file another one.
Well, it's a different court system. It's a civil.
Yeah, it's not. It is for the same charge, though? Because can you do that? You're not supposed to be able to do that, right?
I don't know if it's for the same charge or if it was like a loss and suffering charge,
but if you say that he didn't commit it, yeah, how I don't. Can you charge him
but he put them he put them through stress with this whole trial and shit. Maybe
he's not the one that told them to come arrest his ass.
True, they kind of came after him.
So to me,
you know what?
I mean, they shouldn't be allowed to come at him for the money.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna agree with OJ, but I don't know. He's not paying them.
No,
good luck.
Good luck getting your money.
He's gonna blow that $20,000 anyway.
Yeah, he'll probably get it going down.
I don't know. I think it got more publicity than maybe they thought it would.
All right, guys. So we're gonna wrap up the podcast here now. We've got a couple minutes left. We've got our segment, Matt's Minute. We're gonna do it a little differently today. Matt's gonna run through some headlines that we didn't really necessarily get to cover on the main show, so I'm gonna leave it to Matt.
All right, to baseball. Yu Darvish signs a 6-year, $126 million deal with the Cubs. After being snubbed by Josh McDaniels, the Colts have found their next coach, as Frank Reich has agreed to a 5-year deal. In the hardwood, Nikola Jokic records the fastest triple-double in NBA history in just 14 minutes Thursday night as the Nuggets beat the Bucks 134-123.
There's a barn burner, the Nuggets and the Bucks.
The Houston Rockets have dethroned the Warriors atop the Western Conference after winning their 10th in a row. And in boxing, Layla Ali was inducted into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame.
Can't argue that.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening this week. If you have anything you want to talk to us about, you can find us on Facebook, Sunday Morning Smack Talk. You can find us on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere else that iTunes are found. And thanks for listening. Later.